opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from LA. We have a live show for you today on this Wise Wednesday. It is March the 29th, 2017. And as the drop was saying, that wealth will be determined, a country's wealth will be determined by how much gold they have, not how much cash they have. That is not only going to be something that's going to be determined by a country's wealth, but it will also be a part of your wealth as well. So heed make sure you take heed to good instruction. The wise heeds good instruction while the fool learns from experience. Let's be wise about a lot of different things. So let's jump into today's show. Before we get started, though, let's definitely continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And you could easily do that by making some financial contributions and donations to the network. And you could do that by going to the website for this network, and that is BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com, www.BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. And on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the donation prompt that's there. Make sure you click on that and give some of your financial energy so this network can continue to grow and do the things that are necessary to be done. And you can be a part of that to ensure that. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet known as BTR Community. And you can go to www.btrcommunity, or you can access it right there on the website. Very easy, only for $24 a year, you'll be able to engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected by way of your identity being sold or just the overall spider web and the overall connections that are being put to what I always like to say, always want to know who you know, because they want you to establish what they need to know. Just because someone asks you a question doesn't mean that you have to give them an answer. So let's be wise about some things. All right. Also, as I was saying, that a country's in the drop, you heard that they said from that came from RT International. The overall lady's voice was from Russia Today International, which is talking about a country's wealth will be determined by how much gold it has, not by how much cash it holds. That is very, very true. And that is also going to be a part of the future. And for you individually, for your family's wealth and your overall community's wealth. So you can go to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com. And you can actually see the overall what we have in inventory that's right there. And you can engage in that with us. And you can definitely, you can save as a king or a queen, or you can save as a ladies in, as a lady and a gentleman. And we are trying to get you not to be paid and saving as a slave in debt. So that's where you could do it at Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. And so, yeah, the beat was brought to you by Sincere Nowari. So that was who the drop is brought to you by, the radio, I mean, the overall person that you hear talking, the news person that was from RT. I remember that article, very, very important, talking about Gaddafi. And I love, you know, Sincere really killed that when he put that together. And, you know, I got to reach out to that brother. I missed a call from him, so I'm going to try to reach out to him. So I'm going to definitely do that. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, definitely start to, you know, a wage of a king is gold, the wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver, and the wage of a slave is debt. Just because you are paid a debt wage does not mean that you need to save that way. Go to Prosperity Mint and see what's there in inventory. Email wolf6pack1@gmail.com and walk you through your overall purchase on how to do that. And definitely start to save, and you will see how important that is going to be. If you are in Venezuela right now and you were listening to Tando Radio Show in 2014 and 2013, then you would have made, when the wealth transfer happened in Venezuela, you would have not have been adversely affected. You would have been put in a position of advantage. And that is what we are trying to do for you here, because that same thing is coming here, but it's going to come in a much, much more deliberate and much more adverse way, because the metrics and the parameters are much, much larger here in what they call the corporation of the United States, and all of the so-called citizens that they control will be adversely affected. You know, had lunch with a client and a friend that we have, and it was so funny. The story that was, you know, one of the things that we were talking about is that the countries will start to do some different things, and they will say that they're going to take over different things, and they're going to say that they're taking over different strategical important infrastructure things, national security, and for the interest of the overall country. And they're going to say that the citizens will own the different, they're going to have, where citizens will take, where they will nationalize different things, and they will say that the citizens now need to own the overall rights to different things, such as, you know, I can see them nationalizing mines, I can see them nationalizing many things that are very productive. And they're going to nationalize them, and they're going to say that the citizen of such and such country will own these assets from oil and everything else, but the countries themselves will control it. See, one of the things that with the biggest trick is that they wanted you to own everything. We fell for that hook, line, and sinker, not realizing that ownership gives you no form of sovereignty or no form of real self-determination. It is a facade, just like so many other things. Ownership, they're going to have the citizens own it while the overall countries control it. It's control that matters, not ownership. The one that owns something is subject to the one that controls what is owned by the individual or by the masses. And I know that's not something that's been taught in our schools, because they always want to teach us things that are not in the best interest, but for you to be subject to the system. And we're going to try to bring some of those things, why ownership is nothing more than a liability. Controlling of assets is essential. Now you're able to have sovereignty and be self-determining. So we're going to bring you shows as to that, very, very important. It's a matter of what you control over what you own. Because when someone controls what you own, you don't own it, under the pretext that you think that you own it. It says, Scotty says, yeah, but U.S. Inc. is controlling resources via military force of arms. Exactly. Exactly. And with that, that they can seize things. And it's just so many things. And we're definitely going to have a show on that, the importance of control. So we will definitely do that. So, so true, my man Scotty. So check out that with Prosperity Mint. And I was just telling you about, you know, a conversation, and one of the conversations that I had with one of our friends and clients was that there was a family member that was taken for some medical advice, and it was a young child in their family, and the child had a little, you know, episode with some minor things, you know, some nosebleeds and everything else. And so the healthcare system wanted to prescribe a 5-year-old a synthetic drug that after so long, only in a matter of less than a week, that their overall body would be dependent upon this drug. And they said it with a straight face, advising the family that this is what they can do, but they gave them the disclosure. See, this whole thing that we're dealing with in healthcare and so much everything else is a measure of controlling people. And it's ridiculous. A 5-year-old, you're going to give them something knowing that this synthetic drug in your institutions of healthcare is going to cause this 5-year-old child to have a dependency on it, and who knows what other dependency is going to lead to. It's ridiculous what is really, really happening. And as we continue to realize these things and position ourselves so that we will receive what's rightfully ours by way of our birthright and invoke those birthrights, then we can have a real position of advantage. I was really just amazed and shocked by that. So that's just wanted to share that with you all. But let's jump into what's in the news. Then we're going to get into today's show, Wise Wednesday, with Brother Davis. He was already there. So let me jump into what's in the news. First article, my man Raj sent this one from health.com. What you need to know about vitamin D and cancer. I would definitely say yes, vitamin D. Most people are vitamin D deficient. But it's vitamin D3 is the one that you really, really, really need. And definitely great article. Thanks. Big ups, my man Ross, for the supplement. And today's show, Tando Radio Show, is going to be Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. And I put in, from just hearing Brother Davis yesterday, instead of the art of war, I put in today's topic is going to be the art of you. And so, so important. So Brother Davis is here, and we're going to jump to him in a moment. Let's just get through what's in the news, and we'll jump right there. My man Scotty posted this one. It says, and this comes from Take Part. I think it's takepart.com. And it's Meet the Six Banks Keeping Private Prisons in Business. And so definitely check out that article. And it says, hey, Scotty has something in quotes. Give me recommendations on where to put your money once withdrawn from the underwriters of saving. So check this out. Very, very important. And Scotty had a great Fear of a Black Planet. And I want to do something about that show. I mean, what he wrote yesterday with want to talk about that with you. So I'm probably going to do that this week. So David, we'll take a look at that, because I think it's very, very important. So check out that.
David, can you hear me?
Check out that. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, that was actually a question that was sent in by a listener. I believe the person's name is Sabine, and they asked that question, and their question was based off of us discussing that article or that information from that article. So the if I was going to answer her question, since I was the one talking about it, I believe, it might have been a day you weren't here, Dave. I'm not sure if you were here or not.
Yeah, I wasn't here that day, yeah.
So, but if it named six banks, which it named Bank of America, it named Wells Fargo, it names a couple of other ones that's well-known, J.P. Morgan Chase.
So
once you got those six names right there, you must have a bank account find a credit union or a bank, not bearing those names. SunTrust is another one that comes to remembrance. So that's the easy way to go about it. You know, there's six big banks, and they're global banks, international bankers. And so if one of the ones you're banking with is on that list, then find one that's not on that list of six. We'll just call them the big six.
There we go. And that's going to be, yeah, that's something that we definitely have to gauge in the push, because I know that I need to sever some relationships that way, too. And it's a must. It is absolutely a must. So I will be doing that very soon here. So definitely, and we're gonna have a show about this as well. I mean, Scotty does this, and you gotta catch BTR News and New Abolition Radio. You gotta catch, and you all know that with Scotty. So definitely, this is some of the things that we can do to affect our overall within our best interest, and we can put into place the things and resonate more sincerely as to what's going on, because we're responsible for what we know. So definitely, well said, Scotty, and that's something that we all need to do, and I know it's something that I need to do as well for some a banking relationship that I have. I need to drop that, and I will be doing that. So you'll be doing that very soon. So check out. So that's to answer that question from Sabine. I saw that question and I wasn't quite sure what they were talking about, and you reminded me, and I'm glad you did. And this is so cool. It's, you know, Scotty probably knew. He said, let me get this today. And I'm glad you did, Scotty, because I wasn't here for that one, so I missed it. So much love, much respect. Sabine, there you go. Just get a credit union. But realize something. Maintain the correct relationship with all financial institutions. Very, very important. So check that out, because some of them, even though they may not be on that list, they still are subsidiaries of those, and they're still doing that. So this is, you know, some things that we definitely need to check out, because a lot of times you may not know that a bank is engaging in something because they're doing it as a subsidiary and or as a or their partners with another branch or another side of it, and you not know that they're directly there too. So we'll take a look at that as well. So great, great topic that we need to have as well. Next article, Rod sent from Time, four cures that are bad for your health, four natural cures that are bad for your health. Check out that. Next one. This one comes from Rise's Futurism. Evidence indicate that universal basic income improves human health. Check out that article. Next one. I posted this one. This is for State Bill 18, new draft, and this is a California bill. It's sick, and this is going to cause some major, major problems. And with this new state bill, we got it from Health Impact News. California bill SB 18 wants authority to enter homes to ensure parents are complying with state mandates for child care. Basically, they want to make sure that the children are being vaccinated. Why is there such a big push for the children to be vaccinated? It's not for their overall well-being or their health. It is to actually get them to be compromised into subjugation and enslavement. This is why. And this is going to cause, in my opinion, they want to create the environments, major, major, major problems, and refusal is a must in this. Refusal is a must. This is no greater cause, in my opinion. Go pound sand, California. And anything that you try to enforce on this will be met with more overwhelming force of the people saying that no. No longer do you have the ability to contract any laws that are in a way that subjugate and enslave the people. And that's exactly what's being done here. This is a contract that the overall pharmaceuticals have with the states, and the states are writing laws based off of those contracts. This is what is not being told to you. So this has to be broken. Check out that article. Next article, from the New York Post. Humans have big brains because Humans have big brains because we like one specific type of food. Check out that article. Results from New York Post also. Hackers could swipe out the internet with IKEA's latest light bulbs. Hackers could wipe out the internet with IKEA's latest light bulb. I had to check out that. Great articles, Roz. Thanks a lot, brother. Next article, Roz sent, and this one is privacy concerns looms over Congress moves to allow internet providers to share users' sensitive data. They've been doing this for a while. They're just admitting it now. And this is how you domesticate and indoctrinate people to being enslaved. Next article comes from the New York Times. Roz puts this one. Justice sides with free speech challenge to credit card fees. Next article. This is a, Roz said, it's happening in Canada, too. This one is from CBC News. I feel doped. While bank employees with impressive but misleading titles could cost you big time. Check out that that article, and this is only going to continue to grow. Next article, this one came from AP News. South Africa activist funeral exposed divide over future. Check out that one. Check out that article. Very, very important. Next article from NBC News. Police says shots fired near Capitol Hill after a driver hit a cop car. So check out that article. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Next one is Rod sent is 75. This from Curb. 75 U.S. mayors won't enforce climate control climate policy rollback. And Rod was so right. These politicians are having is despite these fights these politicians are having are not in our fights. Let them fight each other while we fight for the justice. So true. Next article. This from NBC News, Roz put in, is heroin becoming more socially acceptable? Yes, without a doubt. This is being pushed. This overall poison is being pushed. Check out that article. Next one. This one came from, Roz sent this one from Liberty Headliners. Trump gives CIA new authority to authorize drone strikes. Check out that article. Next one. Roz sent from Simple Capacity. What scientists just found in the depths in the ocean is seriously unbelievable. I'm shocked. Check out that article as well. Next one from Hot Air that Roz sent. Venezuela is out of food, out of medicine, and running out of gas. Yeah, we had this definitely. We need to take a this is going to continue to perpetuate. Next article. I put this one in from Sputnik News. Why Russia and Iran cooperation has the edge over the U.S.-Saudi tie. And this is going to lead to the war. Next article from Natural News, the Health Ranger awarded U.S. patent for breakthrough anti-radiation formula that eliminates cesium-137 from your body, the one that attacks your thyroid and gets into very, very important. So check out that article. Next one, where the heck did I get this one? This came from Fox List News. And he was talking about the government shutdown. I said this is one of the economic collapse play for America, where they're going to shut down the overall government. Government shutdown. Everything you hear now, you're going to hear this government shutdown stuff start to really pick up steam because the debt ceiling was sealed on the 15th of about 14 days ago. So check out that article. Next article posted this one from Reuters. U.S. House Committee approves bill to increase scrutiny of the Fed, talking about the Federal Reserve, the private banking side. Check out that article. Yeah, right. Next one from Bloomberg, very important one, article. We posted this one from Bloomberg. Robots are slashing U.S. wages and worsening, pay and inequalities. It's, you know, it's not Mexico that has been causing Americans to lose jobs. It's a part of the AI with robotics and everything. Artificial intelligence is a part of it all. And that this is why when they're able to have that where they want it, they will be able to depopulate the planet in a more sincere, succinct way. That's why artificial intelligence is so important. Next article from NBC News, the embattled DNC asked all staffers to resign. This is the purge, ladies and gentlemen, is going to continue to grow. And the last article from Yahoo, Brexit. Celebrity figurehead Theresa May signed historical letter giving EU withdrawal notice under Article 50, and this is going to be the overall falling of the global economic collapse. The everyday person's economy is going to be going through major, major collapse. And there's some things I would like to share with you, but I can't share with you about what's going on because it was given by a client in confidence. And it is major. The overall economic collapse is huge. It is huge. And you're going to see things far worse than what you saw in 2008 is going to, like I said before, is going to make the Great Depression look like somebody had a hole in their pocket and lost their lunch money or their lunch currency or their lunch cash. So this is going to really perpetuate. So that is what's in the news. Check out what's there. And we're going to go right into today's show with Brother Davis. And whenever Brother Davis is ready, he will come up and we're going to have our Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. We will take a commercial break in a half hour from now, right at 6 o'clock. So just so you will know, depending on where you are, that's Central Standard Time. So without any further ado, let's listen to our great brother, the wise counsel of, and it's, I think it's so important to always, you know, it's wise to seek good counsel because the wise always sits at the seat of good counsel. And this is what we do with a lot of the people that we have here on Tando Radio Show. But every Wednesday we sit down with Wise Wednesday with the Brother Davis and Sister Davis, the Davis team. So without further ado, Brother Davis, we're ready for Wise Wednesday with you.
It is always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes,
good evening,
it is.
Brothers and sisters. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Wise Wednesday. This is Brother Davis coming at you, and we're going to be on fire tonight. The number is 866-510-9025. Tonight's show is going to be based on you. See, the question you have is already answered. So let me help you. You are the answer to your question. Now, the reason why I say that is because thoughts govern your energy. Isn't that interesting? And take a moment to let that resonate. Thoughts govern your energy. And see, you represent self. That's right. So when you say you represent self, I mean my own self. I did it myself, selfishness, knowledge of self. So that's all you. So literally, you become the answer. But then you have to ask yourself, well, what is the question? Let me give you a few angles of dynamic. Clear thinking, you control that. Ability to stay focused on objectives, you control that. Ability to work hard and long, you control that. Ability to preserve in the face of obstacles, you preserve that. Ability to intuit the correct pursuits, you control that. Ability to stand for what is right, you control that. The ability to make timely and firm decisions, the ability to socialize well, the ability to enjoy work, and the objectives. It should just not be for the sake of money. You control that. A healthy survival instinct, physical and social. The ability to keep your animal instincts in check. Waste your energy in excess or sexual misconduct, you control that. Reasonability, you control that. The success of your self-image, you control that. Well-balanced emotions, non-injurious healing methods. Now, I know some of you are really going to get caught on that. You control that. A means of identifying and fixing your deficiencies. You control that. Now, see, Westernism is not going to teach you those things. Because they don't want you to realize the dynamic and or the dimension of your control. You see, Westernism is programming you to believe you need the system. And the system is designed for the proliferation of Westernism, not for you. And you've all been victimized by it. But here's what's so unique, and I must point this out again. When it comes to self, your thoughts control your energy. So if you allow someone to control your thoughts, they're really controlling your energy. Now think about that for a minute. Because I like to be in full control of me, myself, and I. Why? Because, you know, some days you just don't want to do what other people suggest is good for you. I understand how I said that because it's only a suggestion. That doesn't mean that it isn't. And it doesn't mean that it is. But it is from your perspective in which you make decisions. And your life force is going to follow your decisions. Why is that? Because your life force flows through your body on an automatic channel. That's right. Your indwelling intelligence is controlling that. So you take control of your indwelling intelligence. But many people realized a long time ago that really it's easier to follow the system. So there's victimization there. I mean, let's follow the system and look at the commercials on TV. You deserve a break today. Have it your way. The value means. See, these are all supersized. These are all programs that allow you to operate the way they want you. Now, I know many of you might not even have thought about it that way because you think, oh, I'm kind of hungry, I'm in the mood, I'm right here, and it says have it your way or supersize. That means I can go here and just slam them for $5. But see, when you give them your energy, meaning that you submit to that process, that also means that yourself submitting to anything they give you in that bargain, whether it be good for you or bad for you. When you make that submission, you've given up that right to choose for yourself. So that's only one avenue. Now the reason why I'm pointing this out to you is because you have been the victim of dumping. Western dumping. What is dumping? Okay, Columbus discovered America. And you know, that's what the education teaches. 4th of July is Independence Day. You know, that's what the system teaches you. President's Day. See, all of these are deceptions to perpetuate the system. That literally they have the whole structure designed behind your acceptance of the system. Hey, on President's Day, we got a day off. But day off work means that I get paid for that day and I don't have to be there. You see, in order for deception to work, there must be a centralization. And what is a centralization? A centralization is something that draws you to the idea of. Okay. Now, centralization works in every aspect of our life. And in most cases, if we are not controlling the centralization, it's designed to lure us like a fish to the hook. Let me repeat that so you understand, for you fishermen out there. You know how the fish is lured to the hook for what? To get caught. And that's what centralization does. Oh, wow, I got a day down. I don't have to do nothing. So-and-so is having a barbecue. We're going to go to a queue. Centralization tells so-and-so who's having a barbecue, let's go to Walmart where the ground beef is cheap and we can lay the burgers all over the grill and you don't know where them burgers came from. You don't know what's in them burgers, but you are trying to satisfy the concept of centralization. Because when they come in and say, oh man, your grill is popping. You got burgers on there. You got hot dogs on there. You might even have a steak or two. And the music is fine and the liquor's flowing. But because of centralization, you haven't decided where you fit. So you literally fall in to the mold of the program. So once again, you're giving your energy to the mode of the program. You see, I'm pointing these things out to you because we have to see where we're allowing centralization to seduce us into the things that we may or may not want to do. But you brothers out there, you know, you see those sisters that are built like an hourglass, but they're dressed in a bikini. And you can look and say, oh, that's a nice sister, and keep on moving. But in most cases, if you take that second or that third look, you allow centralization to work on you. And when it does, it doesn't really bring out your best characteristics because your mind now maybe going into areas that you ordinarily would not have gone into. And the same for you, sister. You know, you see them brothers out there that they're pumping, working all day, and the son got a construction job, and you can see the years of their work is taking an effect on their body, and with the sweat dripping off, they may be rippling. Centralization make you take that third or fourth look and set a thought and process that is taking away from your energy, but allowing you to experience the thought of centralization. Now, if that brother turns to you and says, as hot as it is today, sister, you look like a cool, cool tree. Now, you might have something else planned, but you know what? You might turn around and say, you know what? I'm thirsty also. There's my phone number. Why don't you give me a call? We'll have a drink of it today. See, a lot of things are working when we are not focused on our self-control. And I only bring this to your attention because I have experienced it. Oh, yes. Until you learn to identify it, the program's in full effect. Well, y'all have seen it. You realize that centralization sells everything. Look at TV. You're buying tires, there's a sensuous woman who's looking to buy a tire. And she has no idea about it. Oh, I'm here to buy a tire, but I don't know what size. And I've been over to look, and the camera catches all of it. And I can't see what size. Well, here comes the good old mechanic. And he's smiling because guess what? Centralization called him without mentioning his name. And he was, oh, I can help you. He said, let me take a look. before you know it, she said, you know, I don't know much about this. I'm just really just trying to save money. The commercial says, the commercial says that you are accommodating and you have excellent customer service. See, these things are built on each other so that you do not identify self. Because when you identify self, it doesn't make a difference how the subject is presented. You're not focusing on the subject. You're focusing on the objective. But centralization sells. So they're working on you all the time. Christmas in July. Everybody knows. Western is a teacher's Christmas as a so-called religious holiday. So if it comes in July, what is it? It's a way for you to listen to them, use centralization on your wallet. Now, how do they do that? Because you know Christmas isn't in July. Well, we got a sale. Strictly for you, 60% off. And if you're a good conversationalist, 70% off. You know, there's a certain degree of the human dynamic that likes to pay less. And they take the word of centralization and believe they're paying less, knowing in the back of their mind, these people mark this product up twice as much so that if they give you 50% off, they're making a profit. If they give you 60% off, they make less profit. But you notice they ain't taking no loss. You see, I'm trying to open the door for you to understand what self truly controls. And that's really hard. And let me tell you why, especially in Westernism. We have been a dumping ground for deception that is perpetual. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, for every U.S. dollar you see on it, that it is a note of indebtedness, and we call it money. You know why? Because if you call it the truth, if you take the centralization out of it and you call it a debt note, why would someone accept a debt note if you already in debt to the note? They want money. But that is the concept that is alive in centralization, to seduce the self. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. This is 8. Call me at 866-510-9025. Now, the reason why I'm going to keep putting this out here is because I must get you to understand how much energy that you relinquish, that you truly have control of, but you relinquish. So let's move to a situation a little closer to home. Let's move to children. Because, you know, when children come home and they get into the homework or whatever it is they have to do, they have a tendency to turn the TV on. Now, in my time coming up, the TV wasn't a problem because the first thing the parents said, you turn that TV off, get your work done. You see, the dynamic is different today. Because literally, they want you to believe the TV is a tool that your child can use. But now, here's what they haven't told you. The TVs today have smart technology. Oh, yeah. You can cruise the internet. You can download movies. You can listen to music. You can do what's called FaceTime. You're getting face-to-face conversation all over the world. But what they're not telling you is all of this technology has a back door that you can't get to. So you think that you're having a leisure conversation, a face-to-face time with someone you love, and someone is looking in on that conversation. See, to what degree could this be a tool for me? Don't give up your energy. All of these technologies are not to benefit you. So why would I say that when there's so many things happening? You know, you can get a device that sits in your room that you could talk to and it'll converse with you and tell you things. And to tell you things that is communicating from your telephone or your in-house computer or your TV set. This is smart technology. You know, you may be behind the times, Brother Davis. That is true. You may think that because that's what they want you to think. But in reality, what is it truly doing? You see, I remember when a 50, 60-inch screen TV was actually $5,000 or $6,000. And when I look at the dynamics of time and the growth of technology, that was not a long time ago. And now I go to a Walmart today or yesterday, and they got a 50-inch screen TV for less than $1,000. If you buy that TV, whose purpose are you serving? We must make self our priority. And in order to do that, we must start looking at what we're trying to achieve with self. Don't allow anybody, and you hear it all the time, oh, don't worry about it. Look, this is the best thing for you. Take my word for it. Well, how much does that work for you when you don't know who you're dealing with in reference to something they want you to spend your resources for? You see, we had to take self more serious. Because there can be no change in our lives without self. Change cannot be even implemented in our lives without self. So we must not only practice self, we must literally learn from self. The fundamental law of life, and that, I mean, this is just universal science, is that one day one will learn by controlling their energy. Now, that's real deep. One day one will learn by controlling their energy. Okay, so let's go back to the original concept. Thought governs energy. So how we see ourselves will actually operate in what we expect of ourselves. Now, to those of you in programs, if you're saying, wow, you know what, I never really thought about what I expect of myself. Well, let me tell you how basic it is. And in doing so, let me give a shout out to someone that's...
So instead of legislation, in my opinion, it takes education.
To me, I set goals. I made the honor roll. And guess what? This marking period, I made distinguished honor roll. Now, I don't know about you, but I was impressed. Why? Because that person took control of where they are, and they literally designed a path on where they wanted to go, and they stuck to the design to achieve what it was. So what does that come back to? The ability to stay focused on objectives. So that person is working within the confines yourself, regardless of what is going on all around. Now, that's the type of person I share my love with. You see, we failed to realize that when we love, our love is a plethora of who we are. Not only our personality, our interactions, our values, the way we converse, it's a greater part of our spiritual nature as a seed on that plate or that tray. Because it's too much of yourself to be a plate. It has to be a tray. And anytime you interact with a person like this, you give them that tray of self. And really, when you think about it, if someone feels that way about you, you want that tray of self to be something you can tap into, something that edifies you, something that nourishes you, something that fortifies your ideas, something that allows you to pick up that phone in their time of need, and you'll be there. That's what you call a respect for your love and integrity in your life. You see, brothers and sisters, self literally is very, very powerful, and we have been allowing ourselves to be subdued by those outside sources without taking control. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. The number is 866-510-9025. I would suggest, and this is only a suggestion, you don't have to, but I would suggest you call about those obstacles that you feel that are in your way, about those situations you feel you've been victimized by, about those things that you have no idea how to approach, so that I can help you view the answer to your question is yourself. You see, and when one loves himself, they have a self-image, and they have to see themselves in that image. Why? Because that enhances their thought process. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I've always said, I believe I can achieve the impossible. And some people might think, that's just talk. But no, that's not. That's what I believe. Because, see, you become what you believe. So when I get up in the morning, I do things to enhance what I believe. So I'm urging you to give us a call tonight. Because shows like this, a lot of people need, but the very people who need may not hear. But if you have these tools, you can be what they need when they least expect it. Or what you say can be the tool they can operate in when you don't even know it. See, one thing about self, self is always looking for an opportunity. Sometimes the person that is wielding self doesn't see it as an opportunity. You know why? Because that's just who they are. And the sad part about it is that a lot of people who are benefiting from that person may not understand the value. So we don't have time to negotiate, argue, or be bitter. No. We have to keep moving. Because there are so many people out there who don't know who they are in self. That literally, when they see you, it's like they see something they've never seen before. Wow, you're so confident. You present yourself like you know what you're trying to do. That's operating in self. But if a person doesn't identify themselves that way, literally, you become a tool for them. So you have to be able to converse and relay your ability to achieve what you've been able to show them through your actions. And see, that's another thing. Your actions are always being watched. Even when you don't think they're being watched, they're always being watched. I could tell you every week I love you. But you let me show up on a Wednesday, and I'm not here. But some people are wondering, well, if he loves us, where is he at? And that's happened. And I've always called to convey why I'm not here, because it is important to me that you know that I love you. See, the sad part about love is that most people think of love in a Western way. And really, that's not true love. You see, people manipulate the word with their own intent. And if you are sincere about how love is, you are opening yourself up to people who may not love you in the same manner, who may not value you in the same way. So when I tell you I love you, you're going to see that value when I meet you. You know why? Because it's going to be a joy for me to be face-to-face with someone that thought enough to listen to wise Wednesdays so that they were empowered with some of the messages that it took me a long time to learn. So do you think I operate in these things every day? Only now do I make it my business to operate in these things. But I'm human. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. Are you perfect? Absolutely not. I know that. But we can be better if we identify self. Do we have to dump some of this here crap that we have been dealing with? And those that crap that is within the system that they expect you to function in that crap, but know what it is that you're functioning in. So that when you get to a point when you're in that area by yourself, you know that you're taking that crap off. Why do I say that? Because so many people are in a system that they are not who they are truly while they're in the system. Because that's how they work the system. I have no argument for that. As long as they are developing who they are when they're not in the system. Because, see, a lot of times there are people who really believe, and you know, they believe that they're so much a part of the system that the system needs them. It doesn't. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. The number is 866-510-9025. And we're about to go to a break, but I do want you to understand that after the break, we're going to go into some areas that will show you how you can subdue Westernism that is alive in your life. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. We'll be right back. Pick up your phones. I'm looking for questions.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
We are an energy living in time and space. That's what self is. And we are governed by our thoughts. So, if we want a good positive self-image, we have to see ourselves not for what we are, but for who we want to be and work to get there. And believe me, these things might sound to be a little bit bizarre when you think about where you want to be, okay? Now, the reason why I say it like that is because one day a person who was a friend of mine said to me, you know what, brother, I'd like to lose weight, but I just don't know how to go about doing it. And I said, well, what is it that makes you want to lose weight? And he said, you know, he said, I think I'm in line to get heart disease, diabetes, cancer. You know, statistics bear these things out, and I'm kind of scared of that. But every time I go on a diet, I find that I just gain more weight, and it becomes more frustrating. And I smiled at him, and I said, you know what, brother? You are operating according to the concept of weight loss. He said, well, Brother Davis, what do you mean by that? I said, you believe that diets work because that's the commercialization, okay? But if you became more knowledgeable of food, you would be more armed than following somebody with a diet. And he said, well, Brother Davis, I mean, you know, it's just not that easy. I said, oh, yes, it is. You just have to accept the responsibility of self. If this is what you want for yourself, accept that responsibility. He said, well, what would you do first? I said, well, learning about food, I would learn about what it does to my body. And he looked at me and he said, you know, I never thought about that. I said, and then I would look at how I eat and what I eat. And he kind of got real quiet. And he said, you know what? He said, I'm going to do that. I said, well, I'll tell you what. If you go on to the Internet, there are 100 different websites that tell you about food and what is in food and the nutrition of food. Here's what's so unique about that. 90% of your dieting is based on your mind concept. So if you believe that a diet's going to work, you're going to try it. So when it doesn't work for you, you're asking yourself, what did I do wrong? Well, what you didn't do is you didn't learn about food. Because once you learn about food, you begin to realize that Westernism teaches you to eat 3 meals a day. You know, your body doesn't need 3 meals a day. It just needs to be balanced. Westernism teaches you that you get all your vitamins and nutrition from food. Food nowadays literally does not have the ability to supply the body's needs. And he looked at me and he said, well, brother, if you know all of this here, how is it going to benefit me? I said, it'll benefit you because you have the experience of learning. And you can create the way you want to eat so that it'll be more healthy for you. And you know what's interesting? A lot of people don't give that any thought because they're so into the commercialization of what it is they're trying to do instead of taking the initiative to do. And when he took the initiative to do, he found himself changing. Not changing to be something that he thought he could not be. He's changing to be better. And before he realized it, he was evolving into that he wanted to be. So your self-image plays a very powerful role. If you see yourself as someone who's weak and incapable, you could hear it in the conversation. Y'all heard it. You know, I got up this morning, I wasn't feeling good, and I had to go to work, and I hate my job. You hear that. And rather than, you know, I got up this morning, I sat down and did me some meditation, grabbed me some fruit, went out the door, and guess what? I got to my job. I found out that the client I was looking for wasn't there. I had 2 hours for myself. See, the dynamic allows him to take that 2 hours for himself. And he states that so that literally he's going to utilize that time that way. Now, we have to understand that how we speak also reflects how we see ourselves. And if we don't take full control of these things, we're going to find ourselves quietly sitting in front of a TV set that's telling us what they want us to think of ourselves. Y'all know the people. So this is not a strange thing to or dilemma of thought. You know, certain people sit there and you say, oh, and before you know it, you're turning or you're hoping they didn't see you. You know, because there's no market on exclusivity. So those people aren't exclusively known to you. They're known to other people also. I heard a sister say, well, what song? But she didn't see her problem. All she seen was the fact that when she came around, either people disappeared or they didn't speak to her. But they weren't trying to be rude. It's just that they knew that she would take whatever they say into areas they didn't want to go. So, you know, you see them at work. Yeah, y'all even talk about them. And, you know, here's the catch-22. When that person finally opens up and tells you, then you can possibly become a better friend to them because you not only listen, but you allow them to learn from what you do. And a lot of times, people aren't ready to learn. Why? Because learning is a truthful thing. You got to accept certain things. Okay? Now, brings me back to this educational system. Our children are accepting these things. They don't teach children. There's one school, as a matter of fact, you might have heard about it. When they come in, when their children are rowdy and upset, they start to put them in meditation class. And it changed the whole dynamic of their body, their grades and everything. So people were coming to them and said, well, how did you know? What did you do? And he said, rather than spanking them or scolding them, I would sit quietly with them and just make them listen to themselves. And then when they begin to hear themselves, I asked them what they heard. And before you know it, I was meditating with them. So every time I ran into a disciplinary problem, we'd have some meditation. Changed the whole dynamic of school. Why? Because he implemented a little bit of himself. And all of a sudden, he began to realize the benefit. So he incorporated it into the curriculum. You never know the truth about yourself until you see yourself in other people. Why? Because those other people only emulate what they admire or want to be like. Which brings us to Westernism. See, Westernism wants you to emulate it for the perpetuation of a concept that really does not work and is based on fear. But if you love and you give that love in an open fashion, a system like that is destined to fail, well, your system is destined to flourish. And here's the important ingredient. It started with how you perceived yourself and how you speak. Because that's all people get when they first meet you. That's all they see. How you perceive yourself is how you present yourself. And how you speak is how they can determine your logic and your thinking ability. They may not know how you think or where you got that thought from, but they can tell if it's an edification seed that they can use in their lives. So I'm encouraging the call. This is Brother Davis, 866-510-9025 on a Wise Wednesday. And I'm trying to give you some keys to understand the importance of taking control of your life. Because when you take control of your life, you literally can redesign where you at to where you want to go. And these keys are not really hard, but they require a discipline. What is that discipline? That discipline is for you to focus on the objective that you're trying to achieve. You see, because once you do, you're going to be exposed to other keys. And these keys might deal with how you're evolving as a person. You see, a lot of times people see their circumstance as where they are and they have no control over. But they do have control over it. But they surrendered themselves, so they're the victim of the circumstance. You've heard that before. Well, I choose not to be a victim. And regardless of what circumstance comes before me, I will rise. Because you're taught in Westernism that there's good and there's bad, so there's right and there's wrong, and you can be a victim by all of that. No, you can't. You can surrender yourself, but you know darn well when something's happening that you don't agree with, you don't have to do that. And that's taking control. So if your mind is thinking thoughts that is destructive or outside of the norm, which is a normality in today's world, because literally we are seeping into a state of immoralism that we do not want boundaries. You know why? Because they want you to think that the deviant behavior is acceptable, whatever that behavior is. And I understand, I did not judge. All I said is that I would not participate. And see, that is your right. And you go back to the original, what I was telling you, if yourself gives you control over, that is your right. Now, one of the things we have to understand, something you do that has an impact on a child is either going to do one or two things. It's going to help them or it's going to hurt them. Now, why would I say that? Well, once again, using myself as an example, I was talking to somebody, and matter of fact, I'm a member of the American Legion in a certain area, and only one Legion. So when I was in there and we were conversing, these two brothers were very vulgar, and I didn't really, not a day, what I wanted to hear. So I said to the brother, I said, you know, man, we can't continue to converse if you got to be so vulgar. And you know what? He was offended, and he kind of took it, and he didn't speak much. But later, he came back to me, and he said, you know what, man? He said, after you said that to me, I listened to you. And you don't cuss. I said, well, no, I don't believe that cussing is necessary for me to convey a message. And he said, you know, I never really thought about that. He said, I mean, I listen to you. Don't get me wrong. I think that you got a good vocabulary, but everybody that kind of talks in there, they cuss. I said, well, that's a negative habit. He said, a negative habit. I said, yeah. He says, you know what? It is a habit. And it is negative. And the reason is because I'm around it all the time. And I smiled at him when I said to him, change your surrounding. He said, well, brother, you here? I said, yeah, how often do you see me here? He said, well, I don't really see you here often. I said, yeah, I know. I come here when I'm in town because of the leadership here. He said, oh. Then he put two and two together. Well, later on, I seen this brother, I guess maybe 2 or 3 months later, and we conversed. He said nothing negative. Understand what I'm saying? You got a person who habitually was verbally abusive to everyone he talked to because that was around. When one person brought it to his attention, he changed his dynamic around that person. Now, here's the power of that. If he can do it around me, he can do it around other people. You can bet he doesn't do it at work. You see what I'm saying? So we can take control. But when we take control, we got to take control so that we can benefit by it. Now, those people who are around him, when he used to talk like that, are probably saying, man, what's wrong with you? Because he's no longer as verbally vulgar as he was, unless he's just that way when I'm around. And if that's the case, hey, look, I accept that. Because that only means that he respects the fact or respects the company when I'm there. But if that has really changed his verbal dynamic, then you see the power of self-initiation. Because I had to initiate the conversation about his vulgarity before he identified it. And it's the same way with other bad habits. And people have a lot of bad habits. Regardless of who you are either around, know, or the victim. And you could be the perpetrator of a bad habit. and not know it. Because everybody you're around is doing it. But when you identify self, if that's no longer what you want to indulge in, you can take control of that. So therefore, you are initiating a change to be what you would like to see. So once again, you become what you believe. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, 866-510-9025. Without a cause, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm trying to give you some information that not only is going to take root, but is going to literally sprout. Why do I say that? Because we're coming up on a time now where the dynamics of humanity, the way we know it, are changing. And as this change takes place and we utilize these tools, which are universal laws, you are following the laws of the universe. So these laws literally are going to give you a certain degree of protection and a certain degree of control. And when you literally are being able to master self, you can move freely within these laws, I'm going to tell you from experience. Now, what I did when I first came to that understanding is I had to dump Westernism. All that knowledge of Westernism from school and everything, I had to dump it. And I told you before, I replaced it with the 42 principles of my heart. And I started operating in those 42 principles, especially in my meditation time. I planted them in my subconscious, and they come out in my conscious. So therefore, I see things a lot different now. And so will you. I'm not an exception to the rule. And here's what's unique about growth. When you begin to grow, you will gravitate to those that are growing. But you will also separate yourselves from those that start growth. Now, sometimes I go into those environments when I know there's a lot of people in here that have stunned growth. Now, a lot of you are probably saying, stunned growth, that's pretty lame. But it's not stunned growth, really. It's dull-mindedness. Now, I know it's kind of catchy, too, but dull-mindedness means we cannot identify the things that we are doing that literally are killing us. Now, there's a list of those things. And on my list, it may be different than yours, but I'm going to give you a little taste of my list. But they may be different than yours. Because to me, these are formulas, these add to the formulas of death. Stress, caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, eating meat, lack of exercise. You see, all of these things, although they are habits, they literally pave the road to negative lifestyle or death. Am I perfect about them all? No, I'm not. Because I'm a truck driver. Sometimes I got to have a cup of coffee. Okay, I'm fortunate enough that I don't smoke cigarettes. But when I'm out socializing and I'm trying to put some time in, I might have a drink would include alcohol. But it's not on a level in which it's going to subdue another part of my body, as well as having the ability to self-heal because of this process. I can literally, matter of fact, when I think about it, I don't really get sick. I see, I get the symptoms because the virus gets into the body. But then, through the way I live my life, I attack the symptoms, so sickness never seeps in. And to give you a perfect example, when I was 52 or 51, I was diagnosed with asthma. Asthma runs in my family. And for the last 7 years, I haven't even had an attack. You know why? Because when I changed my life, I changed the dynamic of how I was living. And I began to realize that these things that I was learning and being self-taught and people that I was around were giving me the tools to become better. And you know what? I like it. That's right. I'm going to tell you, I like being around those type of people who are going to add to my life. I like to be around those type of people that I can grow by being in their company. I like to be around those type of people who are doing things and building it. They see themselves down the line in a greater image than they are in now, and they may see themselves in a powerful image today. So to give you an idea, I see myself as a king, a warrior king, not a warrior king that wants to fight, but a warrior king that is prepared to live by the very rules he follows. So if I want to live by those rules, I must be able to project my stature by the way I carry myself. I told this to some person, they said, well, you know, you got any kids? I said, yeah, I got kids. I said, you married? I said, yeah, man. And he looked at me kind of quiet and he said, you got a job? I said, yeah, I got a job. My wife works. So he didn't know what to say. You know why? Because everything that he thought he was saying to find a fault, he realized that it was a part of my makeup. So when I asked, why do you ask? He got very quiet. Because these were the things in his life that he couldn't control. So I was telling him, you know what? I'm no exception. And guess what? I might have been at one time or another where you are, but I didn't accept. I didn't accept it. I said, yeah, I don't accept it. I had to think for my life to change, me to be better. And guess what? I like where I'm at. Because these tools are available, you can go to. You got to operate someplace that you want to go and not stay where you are. Because if you stay where you are, you will never get to where you want to go. So are we getting this dynamic together here? Because one of the things that I want you to understand is that nothing that I told you is beyond you. And nothing that you're trying to achieve is beyond your human ability. We must understand that knowledge is the tool to improvement. And ignorance leaves you in a state of dullness. And I'm going to tell you something. Not everybody will achieve on the first time what they're trying to achieve. But that is a part of the challenges of life. And here's the best part. When you finally get over a major challenge, I mean, when you finally see the result of the work you put in, you become more fortified. Your physical body and your physical world are in you. Now, why do I say it like that? Because, see, you are energy. You are literally a spirit in a physical body, in a physical world. So what does that mean? That means that the only way you could fit in this point of time and space is if you were packed into a vessel that could live in this time and space. But if you have a respect for that vessel will last longer. You can become greater. Or you could become the victim. Now, sometimes people say, well, you know, I was taught blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. I don't mean to go against what you were taught. But your mind is energy. And that is your astral body. And that body can only exist in an astral world. And that world has no limit to time and space. If you have never learned this, that's fine. But that's what makes meditation a tool. Because that way your spiritual self can flow through time and space at any given time. And your ancestors, and people talk, think that they've died. No, they didn't die. They're in your DNA. And we learn to distinguish the real from the other. What is outside of your body, that's unreal. Why is it unreal? Because you participated as your body in that time and space. But at night when you go to sleep, have you ever noticed how real your dreams are? But yet, you have no will. Life can be a cruel taskmaster, but it can create great learning exercise. Now, here's the catch. You can still go to the door and travel through your astral body by meditation. Because meditation, in a state of deep meditation, your consciousness takes control, but your will is at the helm. So as you begin to develop and to go to deeper states of consciousness, your will can take you places that you cannot go in the limits of time and space. But if you do not see your self-image as being able to achieve these things, you may never achieve them at this time. So, and there's nothing wrong with that. Because I'm going to tell you something. Most of the people who live in time and space, they enjoy their lives. Oh, there's ups and downs in it, of course. But they enjoy their lives. But when you're ready to go to the next level, when you're ready to be that which you're trying to achieve, it's waiting for you. But it cannot rush you. It cannot manipulate you. And it cannot call you. But when you come, it opens up to you. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. The number is 866-510-9025. Everything that I'm teaching you or I'm speaking to you about tonight, there are what is called sages. Sages are those who open the door to different areas of your knowledge. So if you go through that door, you will be met by another sage at one time or another in that growth process who will help you go through another door until your time and space is transformed. How does your time and space transform? It transforms when you learn to be the divine self that you are meant to be in time and space. And only at that point are your body and your mind and your spirit moved. So if you, literally, if your body dies and you're not there, that's not a problem. Just that you go through the process in another manner. I don't want you to think by any means that I'm trying to show you that you can be something that I see you to be. No. Because you come from a different family. See, your DNA may have what's called a mystical talent, and your mystical talent may be anything. How would a pyramid build? You realize Westernism still doesn't understand that. But yet, it may be in your family's DNA, because your family might have been key appropriators of that work. Or it'll work on a different thing. You might be a sculptor. You might be a jeweler. You may be a priest of some sort. And a priest was a title given to those who pursued spirituality. It was literally taken from the spiritual concept and placed on as a title to different members of different spiritual organizations because it gave them a more authoritative aspect. But everybody literally is a priest in their life. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. The number is 866-510-9025. This is coming up on the last half hour. We're getting ready to go to another break. I want you to understand that in this next half hour, we're only going to focus on how we can become better. Thank you.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab. Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Brother Davis is, we're having Wise Wednesday, so as soon as Brother Davis is back, we'll jump right back on. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue, give Brother Davis a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Brother Davis probably stepped away, and he will be coming back.
We're back.
Okay, great.
Here we go. We have reached a point in our lives where we should be have answered these questions. Who am I? Where am I going in life? Where do I come from? And these questions are very basic. But they're basic because we're looking from the level of time and space. All animals are born into this. And a lot of people get upset when I say all animals, but in reality, that's the process. And when you're born into it, you look for your examples. I'm quite sure you heard me say this before. And if your examples are literally on the level that they are animalisticness has not changed, then you will see that as the proper pathway to follow. Where in reality, we are born like animals, but we possess the ability to ask those questions. So that should tell you that we are not animals, and that should also tell you that there is a destiny that we should have to achieve in this world. But what is that destiny? That's why you have to ask, where am I going in life? When you ask, where am I going in life, you look at your life from a different perspective. You see, you have a mindset mentality here in this plane. This time and space, yeah. You have a mind sense, meaning what I said, your mind controls your energy, and your sense is your emotion. So therefore, when you literally open up that door so that your emotions are out of control, that is the level of an animal. Why is it a level of an animal? Because they just react, okay? And when they react, their reaction may not be the best thing for them. That's why you might have heard me say that we have to get away from reacting out of emotion, because emotion literally allows us, it dims our ability to make the best decisions for us in a given circumstance. So we have to be able to control that. So when you start controlling that process, you begin to open your doors to traveling to another level of humanism. What is that next level of humanism? Understanding that you are not caught in this capsule of time and space, and that you can do things to leave the capsule and come back. So when you start traveling, then you begin to expand yourself beyond those people who are sitting and watching the TV, depending on something else to give them what they already possess. Like I said at the very beginning, you are the answer to your question. But you must understand the growth process in order to be able to ask the question and seek the answer. That's why you are the answer to your question. What's the most unique thing about it is that as we begin to fall into phases of unrealistic understandings. What is unrealistic understanding? The average person, if you talk to them on the street about the ninth show, they would look at this as an unrealistic understanding. Why? Because they do not know how to operate the key. When you start operating the key starts teaching you in return. You know why? Because it wants you to succeed. That's what the universe does. Everything that is living wants you to grow in a greater understanding of how you fit in the natural order. Now, not everything is designed to fit. Now, why do I say that? I say that because if you judge by behavior, there is a select group of people that steal, kill, and destroy. That is outside of three major universal laws. And you cannot live outside the law and be in harmony with the law. Let me repeat that. You cannot live outside the law and be in harmony with the law. So they created this concept called the devil. Now, what does the devil do? And what does the devil mean? The devil means that it devalues people. So if it devalues you to the degree that you believe the devil, then you literally victimize yourself by the devaluation of the devil's process, not knowing that you are entitled to all of the rights of the universal soul, because that is what you are. But until you learn, you are victimized by it. Now, what really, how does that work to your advantage? Every living thing is designed to make you live longer. It's designed to work in coordinates with your circumstance. Now, you people are probably saying, well, what about poisonous snakes? Because see, some people that are animalistic, they go on a lower scale. But do you realize poisonous snake venom is being used in a lot of different treatments today? And the snake isn't really a negative connotation. The snake actually depicts wisdom and justice. But in reality, if you haven't been taught those things, then you're taking the Western concepts to heart. I also would like you to understand the main part of being human is love. Not world love. Pure love. You see, your love is different from everybody else's. That's what makes us unique here, see. Animals show a certain degree of love, but they can't ask themselves those questions to make themselves better. They must follow the aspect of survival. You don't. You see, if you can do a number of different things to have a quality of life that they cannot do. So you are designed to be elevated to a greater existence. But until you can walk in an understanding of how to get there, you may never know anything about it. But when that door opens, a lot of you'd be surprised at how eager you can get, because guess what? Now you're being able to expand. You're learning something you did not know, and you will like it, because now you can operate in that thing. And when I say operate in that thing, something as simple as meditation, well, it's going to be hard in the beginning. You know why? Because you're looking at images every day on a television set that have nothing to do with you. So when you close your eyes, you think, oh, okay, I'm going to get into a state of nothingness. Those images are playing in your mind. You have to get those images out your mind so your mind can find peace. And when your mind finds peace, then you have to subdue the thought process, because those thoughts are still coming in your mind. Remember I told you about that young lady who was salaciously dressed? All of these things play a role in defeating you from attaining who you truly are on a spiritual universal soul level. And that's why these tools are out here. The drugs you see in the street, they're there so that people do not grow to understand the importance of rising to their higher self. So therefore, those drugs aren't being put out there by us. We're not growing that stuff. We don't even know anybody that has the ability that are our complexion to ship that stuff over here. But yet, those people become victimized by it, and those people become victimized by the wrong place at the wrong time are in a system that they like to call the prison industrial complex. And in there, they can control everything you get. So they don't have to worry about those people growing to a greater level unless those people have the initiative to do the work themselves. See, that's what we must attain, the initiative to do the work themselves. We must attain the initiative to understand the importance of self. We must attain the initiative to find the path that is suitable for us to follow. And along the way, you will find sages that will look at you and say, on that time when you just thought it so hard and you was on your knee, they say, my son, what is wrong? And you look and you say, well, I'm in a state of meditation. I just can't get these images out of my mind. And they say, here, sit here. Now, look across the water. You see how the sun glistens on the water? Focus on the sun glistening on the water. You sit there, and you look at the sun glistening on the water. And you focus on it. Before you know it, all of those other things that were defeating you are no longer there. And then when you arise to wake up back in the time and space, you have another tool given to you by a traveler to where you needed to be when you needed them. And you have to understand that's done uniquely by the cosmos, because your success means the perpetuation of time and space as it presently is. Oh, it's constantly changing. And the reason why it's constantly changing is because, once again, the devaluer has came up with different ways and means to so-called give you a deception, and you accept it. You may not believe it. You may not know it doesn't work. But yet, he will give it to you as his excuse to do what he wants to do. Everything that he may be doing is wrong. I'm at a point right now where I'm so excited because I see people waking up all the time that have no idea of where they're going to be at in 2 months, 3 months, a year. And I may not even be around them, but I can tell by the conversation that they're seeking so much that if I have been or appointed to be along that path during their time of meditation, oh, what a joy that will be. As well as a feather in my spiritual cap to know that I was worthy enough to be chosen by the universe to be at that time and in that space when they need me most to give them just a part. Just a step along their path to get to their higher self. So, is it available? Absolutely it is. You want to start making some changes? Absolutely you are. You do things right now that defeat you to achieving it. And although you are on a path, you're wondering what it is that's stopping you. Well, sometimes you got to read a little more. You got to dig a little deeper. One of the things I did was when I began to this walk, I begin to read more, and I begin to try to absorb more of the information that was available that I didn't know until I did my due diligence. And then I looked at what those people were doing in order to attain what it is that they were on the path to achieve. And I found out what the common things were. And some of the common things I adopted. One of the common things was I stopped eating meat. Now, I know some of you probably say, oh, that don't make a difference. Yes, it does. Because literally you're injecting your body with an animal, and you are born as an animal. And although you may think that it doesn't make a difference, an animal's digestive system is designed for meat consumption. Your digestive system is not. And the reason why, depending on the animal, of course, and the reason why is because your system is designed to take living things and process them so that they can become a tool for your life. And if you choose to eat meat, it's going to be in your way. and I would suggest that you seek better qualities of it. I mean, it's your choice. But that's a choice that you make whether you want to eat it or not, just so you do eat better qualities. Now, on the flip side, if you decide to eat a vegetable-based diet, your body knows what it is. And your body becomes energized just the fact that now you know. Because now it's going to open doors to those things that would allow you to have a better variety in your selection. It's going to bring flavors to you to eat naturally and still achieve the satisfaction that you seek. And most of all, every time you eat something living, you're building your own quality of life. Everybody makes their own decisions, and I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you what I've done. And through my experience, I have found that this works very well for me, and it's opened doors for me. Now, one of the things that I wanted to convey today, well, actually, I'm going to ask my wife to convey it, is a personal experience that we have, and I'm hoping very much to share that experience with you on an upcoming show. But let me give you to my wife so that she can open that door of knowledge. Here you are, Doug.
Peace and blessings to the Tando family. This is Sister Davis. And I just want to share with you, today we had a very unique opportunity to meet with a longtime friend of ours. We had met with her on another occasion, but this one was even more sincere than the first time. Basically, she is doing a type of gardening that is where you use this. It's a sustainable type of farming where she's using fish and then a certain type of media, and then that media grows the vegetables, and the fish excrement basically fertilizes the mediums that the plants are growing in, and it makes sustainable food. I'm telling you, we were at her a couple months ago. We were at a bigger facility that she had that she was working with, but today she has relocated to a smaller one. She still has the larger one, but she has a smaller one, and this one is being used in two shipping containers totaling 60 feet. So it's like the large tractor-trailer shipping containers. She has two of them combined, and she is using that for her aquaponic system. And I'm telling you, it is phenomenal. It is absolutely something to behold. She's using the organic type tilapia, not just the tilapia that you find in the store. These are specially designed tilapia that are not, you know, farm-raised with the garbage and stuff that they do a lot of the farm-raised fish with. But in about another 2 weeks on a Wednesday, we're going to feature her because it was so phenomenal today that we just have to share it. There's no way that we should just take in that knowledge and not share it with others. And she is, she had vegetables that actually grew in about 30 days from just seeds to actual plants, and it's just phenomenal. I mean, and these are the highest quality, basically green vegetables. They're different types of lettuces, I mean, highly organic lettuces and different types of foliage, such as like a greens. They're all greenery, like kale and collard, that type of greenery. But I really don't want to go into detail because she has to do it. It's phenomenal. I'm going to be doing some research. I want to see if I can work with her a little bit. And it's something that we just want to share with the Tando family, because in the future, we really do have to be very mindful about what we're eating. Like my husband said about the meat, yeah, we've given up meat totally. But I do want to share that if you are a meat eater, just start to do a lot better quality of meat. If you go to Walmarts or different little food stores, believe me, you know, they do all kind of tricks and things to make the meat look fresh or to smell fresh, stuff that's outdated. It's just ridiculous. And then we wonder why, you know, we're not being nourished. We wonder why we're getting certain different sicknesses and E. coli and just a whole bunch of crazy diseases based on the meat. So if you are meat eaters, and that's fine if that's what you do, but I highly recommend that you look at the type of meat you're eating, You might want to go to a neighborhood farm, or you could go on the internet. You'd be surprised. There are farms that do raise steer or chickens or pork, you know, pigs and stuff, that you can buy the whole pig or buy the whole steer and get it cut down. I can't tell you how important that is in this day and age. But her name is Rafika, and in the next few weeks, we want to introduce her to the Tandil family, and we would like you to, I'm gonna post some pictures through Dave onto the BTR community so you can see it. I mean, when you see it, it's just phenomenal, and it will be a show that will bless you and give you some ideas for farming in the future. Might not be something that you want to do right here today, but it'll give you an understanding how God has created and allows us to recreate some of the sustainable foods that we truly need for the future. So I just wanted to add that. I'm going to turn you back over to Brother Davis.
Hey, Sister Davis, definitely, we are definitely going to be looking forward to that show. Definitely. We got to get ready to get out of here. Let's go back to Brother Davis, and then we're going to end out, because I know we have Max and Scotty are ready for New Abolition Radio. So we're going to hand it back over to Brother Davis, and we're going to end out. But I'm looking forward to that myself. Brother Davis, if you would, if you could end us out.
Okay, peace and brother, peace and blessings, brother. Just always remember the main rule. Fear is a tool working against you, and that you are a tool that's connected to something greater than yourself. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions or you want to post on the website, please do. But understand that we are here for you. Thank you, Black Talk Radio, and be a part of something that is greater than yourself. Peace.
Peace. And Sister Davis, yes, you can send that to me, and I will definitely post it in the BTR. I'm looking forward to that. Okay, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Stick around for New Abolition Radio. Max is here, ready to go, and Scotty is here, ready to go. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
At all costs.
We're slicing cake. Slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.